Hey neighbor.
Hey neighbor.
I'm Court.
And I'm Em.
And this is our podcast, My Favorite Neighbor.
A podcast where a Canadian and an American come together to discuss our perspectives. Hello everyone. We are here today as just to start off the episode right off the bat so nobody gets too far into this. There will be pretty major trigger warnings probably throughout most of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Just that, if you're sensitive to anything related to, like, abuse.
Sex work.
Yeah. Also, we will probably mention trafficking. So if you are sensitive to any of those issues, I highly suggest you skip this episode and we'll see mm-hmm. you next week with
something lighter we'll come up with. We promise.
So, yeah, see you next week with something probably a lot lighter than the conversation we're having today.
Also, if you're younger or just are, like we said, might be triggered by something, mm-hmm. probably topics over the age of 18, and also there's just like general mistreatment of people, so if that's something that might bother you as well, we want you mm-hmm. to feel safe. So maybe check out our Animal Crossing podcast and leave this one out.
Yeah, we just want to be very careful.
But we also want to talk about subjects in which, a subject in which a person wasn't in a safe space and got out of it, or mm-hmm. got out of a situation that wasn't in a safe space, because we believe that the subjects also believe to have some airtime. And that's what brings us to our topic today, which is like porn and leaving the industry and the dangers of it and people's opinions on it. All that fun, light, breezy stuff.
Easy, breezy, beautiful.
Yeah, so to get into the topic, what we're really doing today is we just kind of want to start off with talking about a couple of certain sex workers and their experience in porn mm-hmm. and leaving porn, and then get into more serious and deeper topics about bigger experiences and ones that have been made way more popular on social media. Mm-hmm. So I've done some research on a couple sex workers or porn stars that have come out of the industry. Mm-hmm. And my first person's name is Bree Olson. Well, her stage name or porn name is Bree Olson. If you don't know who Olson was, she's kind of known to be Charlie Sheen's girlfriend or like live-in goddess, who she shared his home with other women during his meltdown.
I knew. I'm like, that name sounds familiar. But yeah. I'm like, where have I heard that before? That yeah. makes sense.
Charlie Sheen. We're going to talk about mistreatment. God. Charlie Sheen's name is probably going to be mentioned. I'm not going to get into his HIV and probably not disclosing that to everybody, because that's just an entirely other subject that needs to have its own time. But this is Bree's moment. So although she does claim that she didn't know, but he claims he contracted it after her. So yeah. That's a little bit of input, but I'm going to leave it there. So she's a porn star, and she estimates that she was making $30,000 to $60,000 a month in the adult mm-hmm. film industry before she gave up her career and parted ways with Sheen. Mm-hmm. And basically, her opinion on the porn industry, she's made very clear, and I could summarize it, but she summarized it in a tweet, so I'm going to read that. Okay. So she says, to all young women thinking about doing porn, I didn't find Jesus, I don't hate porn, I didn't have any bad experiences, but trust me when I tell you not to do it. When you do porn, you automatically become a segregated part of society that is held to prejudice with the support of activists for your human rights. Porn isn't bad. How people will treat you for the rest of your life is. And not everyone, there's exceptions, but if your goal is to go hang out with a branch of straight female hipsters in Silver Lake, this will never happen if you do porn. Also, it's easy to fuck kids up. Do you really want them to go through their childhood with kids at school teasing them, or parents not allowing their kids to have sleepovers at your house because you once did porn and they think you're running some kind of porn circus at your house? People are very strange. Even I am guilty of thinking something must be wrong with a woman if she did porn. As for guys, don't worry. You'll get a high five and everyone will assume you just have a big dick and lots of stamina. So that's kind of her point of view, which is very true. So while she says she doesn't have any bad experiences in the porn industry, her bad experience comes from leaving it, how she feels like she can't move on. Until today, I didn't know her real name wasn't Bree Olson. Like, I knew who Bree Olson was, but I did not know she has a girlfriend and she lives in Indiana. And, like, I did not know that there was more history to her, because you hear that name and that's all it clicks, even for me. she also just says, yeah, I did porn, and thanks to the society, that's all I can say I've done. And she really wishes that people could move on from the fact that she did porn and she could leave it in her past, but she knows she can't. And she also says that people treat her like she's a pedophile more than like she was a porn star. Like, she's a harm to children. And she kind of hates that as well. So that's why she says she'll never have kids and bring them into this world, because she doesn't want them to be ridiculed. Which is an interesting topic, because then you see other porn stars who become pregnant, and then they're so proud of it, and then the world tears them, the porn stars, down for having kids. So, well, this ex one is like, I don't want to have kids, and people are like, why wouldn't you not want to have kids? And when they do have kids, they also kind of get torn down about it as well. So it's not just the kids getting bullied, it's the stars also getting bullied.
That's the fun of the patriarchy. No matter what you do, if you have a vagina, you're gonna be ridiculed for it.
You've done something wrong.
Your existence is just wrong, according to men.
Yeah, and if you agree with men, then you're like just like a goody, like you're trying too hard. Like, literally. The girl, like a guy's girl, guys like, oh, they're trying too hard to be like us, and then if you try to be yourself, they're like, why?
Literally, just what I've learned is, if there's a guy who likes you for you, great. If they want to change you in any way, fuck them, you don't need them. It's like, you need to know what you're getting into, because I'm my own being, bud. You're gonna have to learn. Anyway, okay, go on.
Okay, so I have one more story, or like, encounter of a woman leaving porn, and then I also want to compare it to a man leaving porn. So, Raylan Joy, who is a now singer / actress and is on the show Submission. Have you heard of that show?
I have not.
It's like a Showtime miniseries, and it's kind of about, like, BDSM and that kind of life.
Yeah, that makes sense with the whole, you know, Submission title.
Submission, yeah, yeah. So, her, like, star name was Skin Diamond. I don't know if that sounds familiar to you at all.
That is a dope as hell name. I've never heard of it, but I wish I had before this point.
Kind of sounds like a drag name, but like, I just think a lot of sequins and like prettiness. Like, yeah,
it makes me think of me just like slathering my glitter highlighter all over the entirety of my body.
It makes me think of me with my bedazzler in grade 6 going ham on my jeans.
I wasn't allowed to have a bedazzler, and I think there's a
reason. Probably a good thing. You probably would have tried to give yourself like dermal piercings just to make yourself more sparkly.
Get like a Marilyn, but it's just via my bedazzler. Okay, sorry, we keep getting off topic.
Not to take away from Skin Diamond's story, but maybe she should come out with a bedazzler. So she got into porn by accident. A lot of girls, when I was reading the stories, were like, I stumbled into porn. Like, they were never like, I want to be a porn star. Like, you hear some stories now of those girls on social media that's like, I always knew I wanted to be a porn star. But in this case, a lot of the ones I was looking at, they didn't know, and they kind of stumbled into it. She said that she was always kind of in the club scene and the fetish scene. And so that's kind of how she got the connections and got pulled into it. She made her first scene when she was 23, but she also mentioned that she had a baby face, which worked in her favor. Oh, so that's kind of gross. I do want to say that one thing that Brie Olsen also said was that after leaving porn and being involved in Hollywood, that Hollywood is creepier than porn. That's an entirely other topic, but with this baby face comment and that comment, ugh.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who are like, she can be overage, but as long as she looks 12, like, I'll be into it. And I'm like, you're so gross.
Sorry, let me go throw up and then come back.
Just like during Overwatch.
Let me go call the cops and then come back. Yeah. Sometimes I throw up when I play Overwatch.
She's too excited.
Yeah, it's intense. And I forget to breathe, too. Anyways. Raylan, or Skin Diamond, I'm going to call her Raylan because she's not in porn anymore. She got an agent who said she was the best, but had heard horror stories of other stars who had not so good agents, and those ended up with horror stories of shoots or ones that they just weren't comfortable in scenarios that they didn't feel comfortable getting themselves out of. Because it's always nice to have a manager speak up for you, or it's nice to have a male manager who they'll respect instead of you because you're female. So she says that she's pretty lucky and well off in that way, and she believes that each girl is different, but at 18 that she wouldn't have been mature enough to handle porn, but maybe others could have, but starting at a 23 was, like, probably the earliest she should have, but she says, like, girls that are getting to it right away, she doesn't know if their mentality is strong enough to handle it. And mm-hmm. she also notes that a lot of girls don't stay in the porn industry for long because they can't handle it, whether it be the stigma or the actual work that goes into it. It's like being a sex athlete, but you don't get the same amount of money as being a professional athlete.
Yeah.
And then, so she said when she got out of porn, the hardest part was trying to find a new career because of the stigma. But she also said that because of the time, like, that she got out of porn compared to older times with social media and content creators, etc., it's mm-hmm. way easier to have a career outside of porn because now we're more accepting and, like, mm-hmm. girls are cheering on girls. And those are the girls that are getting the most follows on Instagram and stuff like that. Like, mm-hmm. just girls that are willing, not doing porn, but, like, have a following and can, like, post ads and stuff like that. So, like, even yeah. if you can, it's just more accepting in general. So she says, like, she didn't really have a bad time and it's hard to get out of it. But, like, again, her time wasn't as bad as others.
Yeah.
But she still faced a lot of stigma. So I want to, like, emphasize on how both of these girls had a lot of stigma attached to them.
Yeah, the
And both struggled to get a new career.
The stigma behind the porn industry is just absolutely insane. I feel like a lot of professional people also don't really think about it, but there's also, like, a different aspect to it where, like, they don't really realize how it's going to affect them. Like, I'm not sure if it's still on Netflix or not, but there was a documentary I watched on Netflix about porn stars, which, looking back on now, mm-hmm. might have been a little I have in my notes they refer to it as whorephobic, but, like, it might have been mm-hmm. a little bit that, but, like, most of it mm-hmm. was just, like, trying to get facts and, like, interview people who were in the industry currently. And there was one mm-hmm. girl I distinctly remember, because I'm just, like, I don't feel like that's what it's meant to be. She came out with, or one of her interviews, she said, yeah, no, I only have sex when I'm on the job, because, like, who needs more sex than when you're just on the job when you're a porn star? And I'm just like, so you never have it for, like, not trying to play it up for a camera, or, like, just have it for, like, fun, or, like, if you love someone? And that just kind of, again, not, like, shaming these girls, like, you go out, you do what you need to do to make your money, like, honestly, if you want to have a career in, like, sex work, I'm fully supportive of you do what you want to do. But, like, that just, like, kind of struck me as it seems so, like, sad to take all of the emotion out of it and just do it for work.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, it's one of those things that, like, it's literally all about getting pleasure out of it. And, like, she doesn't get that because she's so young and she got into the industry and she just doesn't mm-hmm. realize that, like, sex isn't a big deal and, like, you don't have to save yourself for someone special. But, like, she also doesn't get that part of it.
Mm-hmm. I also read that a lot of sex workers begin to disassociate when they have sex mm-hmm. On scene, but then it continues off scene because it's just a habit at that time that you're not really there in the moment.
Yeah, when literally having sex is, like, all you do for work, I can't imagine that, like, I start zoning out when I'm doing things at work, but, like, you just get that mentality sometimes, and it's just, like,
put my headphone in and start listening to a podcast, because that's what I do at work, might as well do it.
Your AirPods are in, you're just like, yep, mm-hmm, this is happening, I guess. But, you know, like, yeah, no, there's just some things, like, the psychology behind it that I'm, like, like, if you are fine with this, like, you do you, but, like, also it just seems a little sad to think about sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And when I first started to do research into stars exiting the porn industry, the first thing pages that all came up weren't, like, informative articles about mm-hmm. the stars and their struggles. It was websites blaming, like, being like, no porn, and then blaming, like, the stars, not mm-hmm. that they've, like, for putting that out into the world and be like slut shaming them. It wasn't, like, informative of the dangers of porn. It was mm-hmm. just, like, slurs and, like, slut shaming.
I know there's a ton like that. Like, everyone wants to view porn stars, but they don't want to see them as actual people. So when they try to be actual people, they're like, oh, I've seen your boobs. Or
like, now we shun you because you're at the grocery store.
Exactly. Or it's like, I don't want people to know where I know you from, so I'm just going to pretend I don't know who you are. That sort of thing. And it's just like, okay, but, like, they're people with feelings, and they're not these sex dolls that porn portrays them to look like. Like, they're human beings with feelings, and, like, they have rights, and, like, they deserve to have a normal life if they want to after their careers in porn.
Okay. So I want to talk about a little bit of men in porn. So my next porn star leaving the sex scene industry is a male. His name is Christopher, I don't know how to say his last name, but his there's a lot of Z's, a lot of C's, and a lot of G's.
It sounds like
Christopher Zeschegg. Yeah, exactly. I don't know how to say your last name either, so you should really get a stage name.
8 years, folks. 8 years, and she still doesn't know how.
Listen. And his stage name is Danny Wilde. So kind of like the females, he stumbled into porn. He found it out on Craigslist, and he was like, yep, that sounds good. That's a good way to, like, get money through school and stuff like that. Brie Olsen said she made, like, $30,000 to $60,000, and I know her name. Like, I don't know Danny Wilde's name. He says he made good money, but never six figures, but almost six figures. So just as a comparison.
Holy shit.
The porn industry changed for him, though, like, he says in general, when, like, free host sites and pirating sites became popular, because people weren't buying porn, or they buying memberships, or one person was buying memberships and then taking it and putting it on a free website. So there was a lot less money in porn than there had been previously, but he also feels like men weren't impacted because there's way less males in the industry, so they get paid way more. He quit porn overnight because of his health, so he didn't feel like it was a personal decision, I guess, like, versus, like, the way he felt in the industry. It was that he had become reliant on erectile dysfunction medication, and it ended up causing, priapism, which is just, like, long-term erections that, cause a lot of pain, etc. And he got them multiple times, and the last time when he went to the doctor told him if he kept going, there would be long-term effects, like, it would jeopardize his health. So he quit overnight. He did talk about how when you're in porn, it is a little more difficult to socialize outside of porn, because other circles aren't accepting, so quickly your circle could only become other people in porn. But just from my perspective, he did get a job right away in porn production, which I don't feel is as equally offered to females, to be like the porn manager, the porn video producer. So although he wasn't able to leave the porn industry completely, I don't think he really carries around too much stigma, because he never has really went outside of the circle again and was able to get a career making money just not having sex in the industry. And his just seemed a lot easier about getting paid more. Like, he probably had a lot more savings. He probably, you know?
Yeah.
Versus the female experience. But I did think that it was interesting that he says the longer you stay in the circle, like, the smaller your circle becomes. So even he felt a little bit of stigma.
Yeah, it doesn't... Well, in porn, like you said, men are paid so much more. Plus, like, there's... I think you mentioned it earlier, like, they're seen as, like, pretty much gods to other men, and, like, they also, unless they're doing gay porn, but that's a whole
homophobic. Yeah, I was gonna say, that's not to say that young men are not getting, put in these dangerous situations as well, especially gay young men, but just to say that there is a different, for straight, white males, as anything, the world just becomes a little bit easier.
It always does. there's a whole Bo Burnham song about that I could go into, but...
we promise not to sing.
Actually, I'm going to break that promise a little bit, just to remind you of, like, a song that was big on TikTok when I'm talking about my bigger story about Mia Khalifa in a little bit, but...
Okay.
Just for a few bars. Don't worry. I won't hurt your guys' ears too bad. Yeah, no, men are just seen as, like, and men also get to hide their faces if they choose to, and women don't really get the same luxury in porn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, men will make either, like, more or the same as a woman, and they won't have to show their face. Meanwhile, women, in order to get paid more, have to show their face.
And yeah, and they won't even make the near the same amount.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, even in the most of the porn industry is just about women being objectified, unless you're looking at ethical porn, which I will also discuss later, what forms there are of ethical porn. And, like, the industry as a whole is, like, super sexist. And I know there haven't been a lot of jokes this episode, but, like, I have strong feelings about this subject.
Me too.
So we're both very serious hats on.
I do have a little side story that can maybe bring a little, like, lightness to the episode, kind of about, like, stigma. So when I was in college, I was looking for roommates, or so I was either looking to, like, rent out a room or rent a room that already had, like, people living at the house and just rent out a room from there. So when I went to go look at one of their questions on the form, like, when not on the form, they were just talking to me, like, they were like, blah, 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 like, what's your name, do you have any pets, have you cammed before?
What?
And I was like, no, do I look like a cam girl? And they were like, well, we just want to ask because, like, we don't want a cam girl to live with us. And I was like, that seems very oddly specific. But no, I'm not. And I just thought it was, like, kind of weird that that was, like, something on their list. Like, I don't know what happened to one of them, or that they didn't want to live with a cam girl, but that had made their, like, kind of, like, a no-go list.
I don't understand what would have happened other than somebody not knocking and getting more than they bargained for. And it's like, well, you're the one that didn't knock.
Yeah, and then, like, when we're talking about, like, our lifestyles, that, like, there was two girls and a guy, I think, that were living there already, and he's like, yeah, I like to bring girls home. So it's like, I try not to make too much noise, but so it's like, what's the difference between that and a girl doing whatever she wants to do in her room?
Literally, if she wants to, like, cam in her room, what difference does it make to y'all? Like, let her make her money. Like, damn.
But, like, yeah, but now also, like, the thing, like, OnlyFans also has become a bigger thing, so maybe she could silently do that.
See, the issue is that with that is most of the time they don't want you to be silent.
Today when I was, like, reading about, like, OnlyFans and why it's so popular, though, is because it's, like, a lot of people don't want, like, the same thing as porn. Like, they want to feel a connection, or, like, they want something weirdly specific. Like, you don't have to do, like, typical things to get, especially if you already have a following, you can literally just post a pic of a nip slip. But, like, I was reading why, like, OnlyFans has become more popular but also has less stigma. And it's because, number one, you make a lot of money and you're already an influencer and stuff like that. And then, two, for the other people, is that they just post, like, semi-sexual things, but that it feeds into a fantasy of having a girlfriend or boyfriend and a connection with them. Kind of same with camgirling. Did I say camgirling?
You did? Would that be the correct word for it?
I don't think it is.
Would that be the verb? Camming.
Camming. Camming. Yeah. Camming.
No gender. Just camming.
Yeah. Just camming.
Anyway. Yeah, no, like, OnlyFans. They're just people looking for the girlfriend experience, I guess. I hate that. I hate that the only reason I know what the girlfriend experience is because of freaking Supernatural. Anyway, okay.
Why don't you start into some of your topics? Are they any lighter? Please?
I mean, she makes some funny TikToks, so maybe a little bit.
TikTok's always good. TikTok's always good.
TikTok's great. So, I'll be talking about the most well-publicized recent leaving of the porn industry, which is Mia Khalifa, She is at Mia Khalifa on TikTok if you want to go follow her. She's adorable. Her husband is very attractive, and their dog is very cute.
Dogs.
So, all win, 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 all I'm saying. she's also a feminist, which is, I mean, after you.
Always great.
Yeah. So, Mia Khalifa, a lot of people know her from her porn days. She was once the top searched porn star on Pornhub. She made, I think, less than a dozen videos, and together they have over 800 million views total. Allegedly, she only made $12,000 off of her videos, which again have 800 million views, so you know Pornhub made a lot more off of her, if that's true.
Yeah, YouTubers made a lot more than her.
Yeah. And she was
also... I made more than her!
Yeah, no, that figure fucking sucks. And I have to say allegedly, because, with this being such a hot topic right now, Bang Bros, a company she used to work for, is very much getting litigious. So, allegedly only made $12,000. She also was apparently, she also, like, accidentally got into porn. Like, she was told she was going to do a photo shoot, and then they essentially told her to strip down and then, started taking pictures. And she didn't know how to say no, because she was like, well, I'm hired for this job. Like, how do I tell them, no, I don't want to strip down? And then that's how she stumbled into the porn industry. I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, she also was given a, so she's Lebanese. And so, you know, she has the, like, the fetishized, like, big titty Arab look. And, so she apparently, during her photo shoot, was given a fake gun to hold, like a fake, like, machine gun, if I'm remembering correctly. And, like, it was all super racist, and it was, so that's how she stumbled into porn, and then, so now she's actively speaking up against the industry, and so now Bang Bros is responding to the allegations that she has sent about her being underpaid for how many views her videos got, her only being in there for 3 months, and they still have the videos up even though she's asked them to take them down, and she claims to own the trademark to her name. I'm not sure if she who the trademark owner of Mia Khalifa is, but she claims to own the trademark to her name, and they still have a website up called MiaKhalifa.com, which still, like, features, because I, good God, so I double checked that the website was still up, so I got my facts straight, and you open the website, it's immediately her, like, a picture of her, like, playing with herself with a gun and wearing a hijab. And, like, in the background, there's, like, graffiti on a wall, and you can tell it's supposed to be, like, an Arab country that's in civil war, and I'm like, oh my god.
Oh no. That's, like, terrible. I don't, not, like, it's not that bad, like, obviously that's really bad for, like, the racist stereotype.
Yeah.
But, just as a note, if you do want to research this subject, you have to be very specific in what you're typing into Google, because I typed in porn brutality when I started researching, and the first, like, 100 pages of links were just brutal porn and no facts. So just be very specific when you're typing things in.
That's the, I don't know if they do that on purpose too, because I feel like they just do it so that, like, the hardcore porn comes up and they don't, like, it's not like actual things that they, like, actual facts that you can learn about how.
Yeah, like, when you type in, like, Brielsen, the first thing that comes up is porn.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, but, like, I was more specific after that, so when I typed in, like, Brielsen leaves porn, and it was still her porn popped up before her actually leaving porn.
Yeah, that's the issue. So many of those videos have so many, like, that's what people are looking for when they search for them. So it's like, yeah. Those are the, oh, Google's like, this is what you want.
No, I want the information. I need to know why. I need to know that they're okay.
Yeah. So Bang Bros is attempting to discredit Khalifa. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna refer to her as Mia Khalifa, I guess, because I don't know if we know her actual name, and, like, you know, she probably doesn't want her actual name associated with her porn life.
Mm-hmm.
So Bang Bros started a website called factoverfiction.com, and mm-hmm. it's meant to literally discredit everything Mia Khalifa has said and everything that, like, she's saying about, like, the porn industry and all this sort of stuff and how
mm-hmm.
Bang Bros did her dirty. And a direct quote, Bang Bros told Vice the company established the website because it is not possible to publish the facts on Twitter or Instagram in an easy-to-read and understand format, adding that external links on the site were kept to a minimum, since this is not intended as a marketing strategy, just an honest report of what's been left out of or previously misreported.
Mm-hmm. Have you been on the website?
The factoverfiction.com?
Yeah.
Yes, I have. I went to it to see, because I'm like, well, one, the fact that they have zero links giving any sort of, because they're a company.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got to have financial records somewhere of who they paid what.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, honestly, legally they might not be able to show it. I'm not sure where that stands. I know mm-hmm. companies don't like releasing pay information, but usually that's because they don't want other workers asking for more pay. I don't know if that's a legal thing or what. Mm-hmm. But, like, if they had any proof that all of these allegations were false that were made by Khalifa, I feel like they would have come forward with some of it instead of just being like, she said this. It's not
mm-hmm.
true.
Mm-hmm. But I was also on the site today, and so one of my favorite things is after listing all of these things, like saying how she's wrong and a liar, etc., etc., mm-hmm. at the very bottom, they're like, "We wish you the very best in your future career." Like, I don't think you do, but like that was like I was just like I did not expect that at the very bottom. They're like, so they do claim that they only made this site
mm-hmm.
because she's remained silent, probably because she doesn't want to talk about it anymore, mm-hmm. and that that they wish her the best in her future endeavors. Some of the things that I did see that were, like, on the website,
mm-hmm.
so for, like, a second, I was, like, before we even started researching this topic, I barely knew who she was,
mm-hmm.
So this whole story to me, I was, like, I'm gonna let Emily surprise me a bit, but I just wanted to see the things that they were saying, because mm-hmm. when I typed in, like, porn star brutality, it was, like, the website came up. And the one thing that I don't know, like, it's obviously, like, I'm not going to search through porn, but one of the biggest lies that they say that she said was that she'd only been in the industry for 3 months and only has, like, 12 videos, but that mm-hmm. there's cams, like, from 2014, meaning that she'd be in there for, like, 3 years almost. But I'm just mm-hmm. wondering if, in her defense, if that is true, does she view camming as not being in the porn industry because that's herself and her choice versus in other mm-hmm. situations where she says this company has, like, forced her to film that hijab video, or...
I'm gonna guess that... Well, they offered no timestamps. They just said it was, like, this is 2 years, 9 months after she made her first video.
Mm-hmm.
which I also thought was kind of funny, because I'm like, you don't seem to have a lot of receipts actually proving her wrong. You're just saying she's wrong. Which, for a... Probably more... I'm not sure their exact net worth, but I'm guessing it's in the billions, probably multi-billions. Mm-hmm. For a multi-billion dollar company to not have any proof at all that this one individual is lying makes me mm-hmm. think that she is not lying.
mm-hmm. They did say that you could find her previous adult companies under Maya Castilla.
See,
I didn't search that up because... I did find the website sketchy, but I'm just wondering if mm-hmm. you went through and checked any of these facts to prove them wrong.
See, I went and searched Mia Khalifa.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce
it. Sorry, maybe
it.
I said it wrong, yeah. I butcher names left and right.
See, I searched her, and all I found was an old Twitter. So I didn't find any of, like, any, like, porn websites under that name. I just found an old Twitter.
Yeah. And then, and I know that they also claimed that in the contract they that she signed, it made her name theirs. But at the same time, then, could they not post a line from that one specific line from the contract?
Oh, yeah. No, because I'm
It wouldn't be an external link. It would literally be a picture the same size as the text. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure as well. It's the same contract, pretty much, that they make the entirety of their porn stars sign. So I don't understand why that would have been a big issue if that is true.
Mm-hmm. Has any other porn star at Bang Bros spoken up?
Not that I'm aware of. But honestly, I don't think a lot of porn stars have left Bang Bros recently. Mm-hmm. Or at least none as big as Mia Khalifa. Because, like, you know, she was, like, the number one search term. And, like, even if there had been porn stars that have left, they might have done it quietly and just been like, fuck you. I don't have, and didn't have the platform to really speak up about it. And, like, saw how Khalifa was receiving, like, hate and stuff and may have just been like, I don't want any part of that. I just want to go back to a normal life.
Yeah. They might have also, like, amped up their contracts and, like, added some NDAs and they can't, like, fight it. They also said that, because Mia claims that she faced manipulation from them to sign her contract. But they said that she resigned contracts and negotiated and seemed quite excited for a contract. But that, like, she was excited for the contract, but not that the contract was amazing, but that's how porn works. It's not a great deal, but it's a deal. Which is also kind of sad that you'd get excited over a deal even if it's not very good, just because that's what the industry is like.
Yeah, the porn industry as a whole is just so anti-woman. Which is funny because, like, it needs women to survive. Like, yeah, there's gay porn, but, like, I feel like a lot more people consume straight porn or, like, lesbian porn as opposed to, like, gay porn where it's two men. So it's, like, you need women to survive as an industry, but you treat them like absolute shit.
And she also said that because of, like, those, like, racy ones, like, of her in a hijab, that she received death threats from people, calling her a terrorist. ISIS, said something, stuff like that. She was saying, and that also scared me, the fact that, like, number one, she's forced to do this uncomfortable thing, but it's actually having, like, real life consequences on her behalf, not on the company's behalf, that she could be in danger.
Well, she has a lot of like, in her TikToks, she talks a lot about how, like, she's received a lot of death threats from, like, her home country of Lebanon and saying she's not Lebanon, right? I just want to make sure before I sound like an idiot.
I mean, I don't really know. Like, I barely know anything about her. Like, I just figured out her name a couple days ago.
It is Lebanon. Okay. Just making sure. I wasn't confusing it with something else. So, from her home country of Lebanon, because she was an immigrant. She immigrated when she was very young. She received a lot of death threats from Lebanon, and she can never step foot in Lebanon again, otherwise they'll probably murder her. She's received death threats from other places. Like you said, ISIS has reached out to her. Or not reached out to her, but, like, you know, said something.
ISIS. Hi, I'm a big fan.
God, of all the things to joke about this episode, we chose fucking ISIS, whatever. yeah, no, but, like, so Bang Bros posted a bunch of clips that you saw the video. So, for the listeners, they've posted a bunch of clips being like, well, this is completely opposite of what she's saying now. And I've read in several articles that those clips were posted when she was still in the industry. So my guess is she couldn't say the things she genuinely thought because she was scared she wouldn't be able to find work again. And so she was scared into silence, even if they didn't have, like, an NDA like you suggested they might have now, or stuff like that. Like, there's a lot of things you can't say when you're in the porn industry, especially when women in the porn industry are usually so many.
Like, and even if you try to leave, you don't necessarily know that you're going to be able to get another career, so you kind of don't want to close the door before you're out of it, or even close the door permanently in case you can't succeed in getting out.
Exactly. Because there's so much stigma surrounding it, especially previously. Like, in this day and age, we've gotten better, but it's still not perfect, obviously. I mean, look who's in office in America. There's a long way. There's a lot wrong. There's a long way for us to go. There's so far for us to go. Anyway, before I start crying, so, moving on to a little bit of a lighter note before we dive back into kind of a darker note. Mia Khalifa's TikToks, they're fantastic. Like I said earlier, you should go subscribe to her. But a lot of them, or at least a lot of them earlier on, she's kind of moved away from talking about her time in the porn industry now. But to make, probably so she wouldn't go freaking insane. But, so her TikToks now are, like, her documenting how she felt in the porn industry. Like, part of it was, like, her story of, like, her being previously in the porn, like, prior to the porn industry up to, like, now. And, like, a lot of it is documenting, like, how long it took to find someone who would, like, be willing to accept her, like, didn't know who she was, so, like, she started with just a fresh slate, which is how she started with her current husband, and she's living in Sweden, God bless her. I think she's living in Sweden. I don't know, I've kind of just interpreting TikToks to determine I think she's living in Sweden. I know her husband is Swedish. Okay. anyway, I'm not gonna try to, like, pinpoint
geography,
her location.
The next topic. Lebanon, Sweden, where are we?
Those are two very different countries. So if we don't know the difference, we're really messed up there. So obviously, like, there's a bunch of abuse in the porn industry. Like,
does Mia do TikTok dances, or is it mostly just conversations to the camera?
Oh, she does TikTok dances. She's
okay, that's all I needed to know.
She's a self-proclaimed horrible dancer, so she's like, when she finally gets one, she's like, oh my god. But like, obviously, abuse in the porn industry, there's Khalifa's story. Some of it even comes from, like, her fellow sex workers, like a quote from an article on Inside Hook. Was from an anonymous current sex worker, and they said, if there is legitimately exploitation in an industry, the solution is never to take rights from the workers. She continues, adding that voices like Khalifa's enable whorephobic people to use her as a spokesperson. So there's this whole... She's getting pushback not only from Bang Bros, who wants to seem like a better company so people don't stop using them, to people who are being like, well, you speaking out like this just leads to people being like, well, that's why you don't fucking do porn, you slut, and like that sort of stuff. Which also leads to, there's a movement organization called Fight the New Drug. And it's all very much, it's like, porn is a drug, we need to stop watching porn.
Yeah, so that was the first website that I came across, and I was like, where am I? Sweden? Lebanon?
No. Fun.
Worse.
Much worse. The auditorium at a Christian school I went to.
Exactly.
Literally, we had Fight the New Drug come do a presentation in our auditorium in high school. Like, that's how, I mean, granted, it was a Christian school, so, like, but, like, you can't just, you're like, we can talk about porn, but only as long as we're telling you to not watch porn. Other than that, you better not bring up taboo subjects like porn. Or, God forbid, gays.
A kid, and it's like, what about gay porn?
Everyone's shocked. So we didn't have nuns, but suddenly one appears in the back to slap them.
The other nun faints. Now there's two nuns.
Where do all these nuns keep coming from? We're not even Catholic.
Porn. What about nuns and porn, sir? Sorry.
We need to stop before we start offending so many Catholics out there. This is our one cancel per episode this time.
We're cashing it in now. It's a get out of jail free or one cancel per episode.
We canceled ourselves, so you can't hot take that, motherfucker.
And there goes our one swear word.
I've already sworn like 5 times, so good luck editing those out.
I give up.
Courtney's our editor, and sometimes I think she hates me. Okay. Anyway, fight the new drug. So they're a big anti-porn website, and they very much state in their, like, first, like, in their front page, they're like, we're an anti-porn thing that's not trying to get porn abolished. And I'm like, that's because you're just trying to get people to stop watching porn. It'll abolish itself that way. So technically you're still trying to get porn abolished. But yeah, so I think they have shirts that say, like, porn kills love, which, like, there's a lot to unpack there. I don't think it necessarily does, but, like, that's the
I don't want to get into, like, addiction to porn, but that's not the porn's people's fault.
Yes.
But I do think there's a place for porn.
Yeah. There's, like,
in the world. There's multiple places for porn, as long as it's in the privacy of your own home and not in public. As long as you're not watching it on the bus.
Oh my god. So I used to work at a grocery store, and a coworker came up to me and told me that when somebody was checking out, they set their phone down and they were just straight up watching porn in line. Didn't pause it, didn't close the phone, just set it down to pay. And I'm like, are you kidding me? What the hell?
One time, so I was watching this, like, YouTube series. I forget what it's called off the top of my head, but it's run by Kian and JC. I don't know if you are. And it basically has contestants on it, and they compete to, like, win money. And one of the contestants was Lena the Plug, and she was, like, my favorite contestant. And I had, like, pulled up her name in, like, my phone search, and obviously she's a porn star or, like, an adult filmmaker, so the first thing you pull up is that kind of stuff. And I searched her up because I was trying to follow her on Twitter, and then but all the other stuff came up. And then and then one time when I was at work, I, like, re-pulled up my internet, like, to search something up, and the first thing that was still on my search thing was Lena. And I was like, oh no, hopefully, like, the security cameras did not see that I was searching a porn star. But only because I didn't want them to think I was being weird at work.
Wait, so she's a porn star?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, she's a YouTuber and she does porn.
Oh.
She's an influencer and does, like, porn.
Good for her. So, going a little bit back to TikTok, there was the TikTok anthem that, was sweeping TikTok right before I first joined, before I realized there was, like, actual comedy on the site and it wasn't just a stupid version of Musical.ly, which Musical.ly was also a stupid version of Musical.ly, just to clarify. There was the hit or miss, I guess you never miss, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That is entitled Mia Khalifa diss track, and I want to read this verse to you because it fucking makes me disgusted.
Okay.
So it's the hit or miss verse, because that's like the only verse in the song. The rest is pretty much the chorus.
Okay.
So it goes, hit or miss, I guess they never miss, huh? You got a boyfriend, I bet he doesn't kiss ya. He gonna find another girl and he won't miss ya. He gonna skirt and hit the dab like Wiz Khalifa. You play with them balls like it's FIFA. You on every level, you're the leader. Oh, you used to work at Whataburger. Now you pop your pussy for the Warner Brothers. And that bangs, bro. Shots fired, you're fired. You're washed up, you're retired. Your kitty looks like a flat tire. Ew. I bet that your kitty real tired. Perfect. Yeah, no, just let the sink in.
I knew that, like... audio clip that was popular on TikTok, but I never even knew what it was from. And that, like, just to feel that, like, also, like, maybe, like, she was on TikTok and that's her safe space, and then that's the song that's, like, going viral at the moment at that time. Kind of sucks.
No, because...
Who wrote this diss track? Why is it any of his business?
Oh, best part? It was a male and female, and the female was not once like, oh, maybe we shouldn't, you know, slut shame.
Maybe we shouldn't slander another female.
Exactly.
Set our society back a couple years.
But
what was their, like, vendetta against her? Or were they just like, you know, it'd be funny calling out somebody?
No, they literally, I'm pretty sure, just made it because... I don't know if it was because she was speaking out against the porn industry or... Because it also talks in the song about her being retired and her regretting it and them essentially making fun of her for that. Like it says, you're washed up, you're retired.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, she retired from the porn industry. That doesn't mean you can go fucking make a song about her boyfriend not wanting her because she's gross and used up because she did porn.
She should just make a TikTok kissing her boyfriend. That's like, guess I never miss, huh? And flex some money and, like, her house and her dog.
Well, the, once Mia Khalifa started gaining traction and, like, getting more supporters because they were, like, disgusted, like, you should be.
They were informed and then they were like, wait.
Yeah. And so it's like, once they were, like, actually, she actually was gaining supporters, the band came out and was like, we're so sorry that we did that diss track, but according to several comments I've seen, they were, like, 2 days away from releasing a part two to the Mia Khalifa diss track, so I think they were just doing it to save face. And, like, Mia Khalifa duetted the TikTok being like, we're sorry, and she just, I don't know what it means, but, like, she opened a Friday. Oh, I just, that just clicked in my mind. Oh my god.
Can you explain it? Sorry. I need to be on the same train track as you right now.
Oh my god. So she opens, she's, her video, her part of the video is her looking at a, like, a pill container, you know, the Monday through Saturday, or the Sunday through Saturday ones. And she has it open on Friday. And she opens Friday and then moves on to Saturday. And I just realized what that meant. I've seen that video like 3 times. And I'm like, what does this mean?
What does it mean?
It's because they're moving on. Because their band name is I Love Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, don't go Sorry. Listen to their song. I suggest not supporting them because I don't believe their apology was genuine. And, anyway, allegedly their apology wasn't genuine. Cover our bases there. But yes. So they made a slut-shaming track, and that was, like, the main song of TikTok for, like, almost a year, I want to say.
Can I just travel back and ask one question?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
So when she left the porn industry and says that she's only made $12,000, was she supposed to have made more, and they've taken her money, or was it just a sucky contract, or what was the situation there? Like, do we know? Because it's, like, if she signed a contract that said she'd only make that much, then it's... Sucks that she only made that much, but she made that much in 3 months, which is more than some people make in 3 months. But is it that they stole some of it? Or, because if she signed a contract, that she only makes so much percentage?
Well, the main thing was, I believe, with most porn stars, like, you get a base pay and then you have, like, a percentage of AdSense. And so I think she wasn't getting paid, like, the AdSense she should have on top, on the... videos, especially with 800 million views.
Yeah, okay.
And so, like, Bang Bros responded, and they claimed that Khalifa received 178,000, so, like, she's made her fair cut and all this. So, like, I think they only paid the base pay they were supposed to pay her, and not the AdSense, according to her, I believe.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's the big deal with that, because, like...
Yeah, sorry. I just wanted to clarify, because I was like, did they steal money, or, like, what was the situation? Because...
Yeah, no, so if they allegedly stole money, I guess, because they didn't just... They
or
just
didn't give it to her.
Pay her what they were supposed to. Yes.
Okay. Allegedly.
Yes. And I don't have a lot for this topic, because it's hard to find. But now we move on to ethical porn. There's a lot of unethical porn out there. Pretty much everything involving...
All of it.
Yeah.
Just kidding. But...
Pretty much everything on Pornhub. Ironically, ethical porn could be considered hentai.
Hmm.
Which, like, not to say that, like, they have good... Because I know there's, like, a lot of weird stuff in regular anime, so I don't even want to know what there is in hentai. Just technically, since it's not, like, harming an individual directly and it's just voice actors, I'm pretty sure it would be considered ethical porn.
Mm-hmm.
But again, just don't use Pornhub in general because they're a horrible site.
Mm-hmm. I don't use Pornhub. I don't use any hub, but here we are.
I don't...
Accidentally just a Google porn source.
Now you get Pornhub recommendations everywhere.
Yeah. All my ads are messed up.
A direct quote from at Jessica Starling on Twitter, J3SSICASTARLING. Is mm-hmm. the only ethical porn is porn you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a website that I found while trying to remember the name of the Fight the New Drug campaign. I was like, they have a shirt. It says, like, make love, not porn, or something like that. So I Googled that, and I actually found a website that is called makelovenotporn.com, and I watched the TED Talk by the founder. And
essentially, they're gonna say, and I watched a few. And
no, I watched this TED Talk by the founder, and she created the website because there are so many misconceptions from porn that it's just like, oh, every woman likes to get jizz on her face, and like every guy likes to jizz on girls' faces, and like
everybody has the same fetish or kink, but that's not true. Everybody's different.
Exactly. And so she made the website, Make Love Not Porn. You subscribe to it, and it's all, like, real people choosing to make this stuff. So, like, it's not people mm-hmm. who were, like, tricked into it. It was not people who were
feel like. Is it just them making love? Like, quote-unquote making love? There's no, like, aggressive stuff? Or, like, coming on faces? Or is it their variety?
Well, I haven't subscribed, but...
Why not? This is research.
So from what I understand is, like, it's a variety of stuff because she's like, yeah, some people like
everybody to have has their faces
come on. Other people don't. And, like, some people like to do it and other people don't. So, like, it's a variety of people, like, just having real sex and not, like, focusing on, like, where the camera is and all this sort of stuff. So it's, like, actual intimacy caught on camera versus, like, porn, which is just... They need to see penetration. No. So, like, it's a lot more, like, it's actually ethical. And, like, when you rent a video, 50% of the proceeds go to the, they call them make love, not porn stars.
No.
And,
that's cute. Where can I, just kidding.
Where can I get the merch?
yeah, exactly. Do they sell coffee mugs?
No, but, like.
Because I have some ideas. We also get one Courtney crazy idea per episode, and I've saved it till now.
Till the wrecking app, or till the.
Make love, not porn stars, bath plug.
I really thought,
So when you want to take a romantic bath with your partner, you can just put a plug in the bath and cuddle. Okay, there. Cancel it. It's over already.
I really thought you were going to say make love, not porn star butt plug.
That's what it's a play on, though. That's the best part.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, yeah, it seems like an ethical website, and, like, obviously I'd have to do more research before
go
I'm like,
it,
yeah.
Go to it and support it.
Endorsement.
So she's going to be doing a lot of research
but
tonight.
It seems like a very good website. So much research. Oh my god. It's going to be so... I'm not going to finish that sentence. I was going to say it's going to be so hard. I'm just... It's so hard to not make innuendos accidentally in this episode.
I think we've done fairly well on, like, I feel like people might be like, wait, why aren't they laughing at all?
We just saved it all for the end. Yeah,
we just, like, held it all in. Now we're exploding. And I think maybe we should move on.
Yes, anyway, okay, so that seems like a decent site. Like, look into it, just make sure your porn is ethical, and like, OnlyFans is probably a good resource for, like, more ethical porn, because they're actively choosing to do it themselves, versus having videos up which are still from a period in their life that they regret.
Or videos up that are titled, like, girl knocked out at party, and etc., etc. Because those ones that are homemade are not acting scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
And they are bad, folks.
Yeah, it's just... I can't. Let's move on. I'm sick of thinking of how shitty men are. okay, anyway.
So with those light subjects, should we just wrap it up for the day?
I guess, so in conclusion, make sure your porn is ethical, make sure you're not putting a stigma on porn stars for doing things to pay the bills.
Make sure to always double check facts.
Exactly. And ethical porn is good porn, I guess.
And sometimes TikToks are okay. Sometimes you're allowed TikTok. To do a TikTok.
TikTok, you're allowed to stay, but you're off it fucking ass.
Exactly. Now, excuse me as I sign off to go watch TikTok for 3 hours.
What? We're not playing Overwatch immediately after this?
Shh. I'm not an addict. There's a Thank new site, so Overwatch much. Ruins Love.
Okay. Overwatch kills love.
This it's entire
just a picture of you and your boyfriend.
This entire podcast, I have an Overwatch stream playing in front of me on mute.
Is it because you're still trying to get those sprays?
No, it's because I'm trying to get good.
Get good.
Anyway. Get gone. Have a good day.
Be gone, thought.
No slut shaming.
Anyway. Don't call people thoughts. Don't slut shame. Thank you for keeping up with us this long. And have a lovely day. Or night. Or morning. Whenever you're listening to this.
Have a lovely moment, and we'll leave you alone now. Bye.
Bye.